Well, Florida is certainly more mixed from a racial and ethnic perspective than any of the other large states like Texas or New York or California, which are all one-party states. But swing states, there are certain states that have larger Hispanic populations. Nevada would be one, for example. Of course, the Hispanic composition of our state is much more diverse than it is in a lot of the other states, which are considerably more Mexican-American, whereas Florida has more of a mix. So we have Cubans, we have a sizable portion of Puerto Ricans, and in South Florida we have Colombians and Nicaraguans and Venezuelans. So our Hispanic population is considerably more diverse than the rest of the country.
So is it a misconception to think of Hispanics as just a block of people?
Hispanics are very diverse. The umbrella term masks a lot of cultural and political and socioeconomic differences.
How do the Hispanics in Tampa compare to those in, like, Orlando or Miami?
Puerto Ricans are the dominant Hispanic group in Orlando. In fact, they're a targeted group, particularly by the Obama campaign and, of course, as well by the Romney campaign. Comparatively, the Hispanics in the Tampa Bay media market are much more diverse. So we have a sizable percentage of Cubans, but we also have Puerto Ricans and Mexicans are the three largest Hispanic groups in the Tampa Bay area.
Is there any idea as to how they tend to vote?
Generally, Cubans tend to vote more Republican and non-Cubans more Democratic. But within the larger group of Hispanics, Puerto Ricans are a little bit more more flexible or more unpredictable, even though they lean Democratic. And Cubans differ considerably by how long they've lived in the country and by generation. So older Cubans, particularly in the Miami area, are much more likely to be Republicans, whereas younger Cubans are more likely to be leaning a little bit Democratic on domestic issues.
Do you expect more younger Hispanic voters to be voting in this election?
I think that's really a big question mark, because the youth vote in general is very uncertain, and that's one of the concerns of the Obama campaign, who benefited tremendously from an uptick in younger voters last time. But he's got a challenge on both fronts, because this time out, at least now, both Hispanics and young voters are a little bit less enthusiastic about this election than they were in 2008.
Any reason as to why they're less enthusiastic about this election?
Younger voters have been also heavily impacted by a sagging economy. And of course, the college students are having a tougher time getting jobs. And, you know, for a lot of younger voters, they're very disappointed in the president, even though, of course, among those who plan to vote, he's still got considerable support. But there are a lot of younger voters that are very disillusioned with both parties and probably just won't vote.
Do you think this executive order about stopping deportations and the DREAM Act is going to increase Obama's votes?
The polls are up a little bit today in Florida, and some have suggested that the slight bump that he got, which was a couple percentage points, was probably due to that particular decision or executive order. And on the other hand, if you look at the two large groups, the two largest Hispanic groups in Florida, Puerto Ricans and Cubans, neither group is particularly negatively impacted immigration-wise, because Cuban exiles aren't deported, and Puerto Ricans, of course, are citizens. So it may play a little bit differently here than it does in some other states, out west particularly.
So does Senator Rubio's argument that Hispanic voters care more about the economy and jobs than immigration issues, so that kind of holds true for Florida?
Absolutely, and it holds true nationally. I just was in Washington for 3 days attending a seminar on campaigns and elections, and everyone who was talking about that issue had the same conclusion.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Susan, for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.